This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Stinking Truth.
Jaden Daniels is pretty good. Now, that's a quarterback drafted high that looks to be legit. And the word coming out of Washington camp this week is that they really Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, very bullish on the idea that he's going to be able to make an even bigger leap in year two. You know, a lot of times with these quarterbacks, we talk a lot about the possibility of a regression, that sophomore slump in year two. Is Jaden Daniels, in your opinion, is this a guy that's just immune from that? And it's just simply a question of how big of a jump he makes in year two?
I watched him. I called a game of his in week two, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And the jump he made from week one to week two was huge. And he did that throughout the consistency of the season. You know, I get a lot of, and I hear this a lot, and so it made me think about it, Mike. I hear this from just pundits around the National Football League. You know, the reason that guys have sophomore slumps is because defensive coordinators get to dig into you. They get to understand your strengths versus your weaknesses, and they put a better game plan together.
There's a book out on you.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a book out on you. And I think ultimately, Mike, I think that is very much secondary to what I think actually happens.
Okay.
I think from your rookie year to your second year, your own coaches pile a lot more shit on your plate.
Okay.
So ultimately, when you're a rookie and coaches know that, hey, man, like your head's swimming and there's a lot of stuff, you know, that you're thinking about, let's make sure we pare this menu down. Let's make sure that everything that we do is something that you feel really comfortable with. And let's keep it simple, stupid. Let's make it as easy as possible. You know, and the first game I ever started, I mean, I think about the game plan for the first game I ever started. I think we carried the ball 52 times or 53 times in that game, right? We had myself, we had another guy by the name of Ray Brown, a bunch of young guys that were getting to start up front, protecting Doug Williams. How are you going to do that, right? Let's not throw the ball a lot. Let's run the snot out of the ball. Let's shorten the game. Let's, you know, like those are the things you think about and do as a coach. You mitigate first your own weaknesses. Coaches have a tendency to want to be, you know, mad scientists, right? So, hey, we got all this stuff done this year. Let's pile a whole lot more crap on this guy's plate because we think you can handle it. And then all of a sudden, all the things that you did really well, you're not really practicing those things as much because you've got so many other things that you're putting on a guy's plate that you get a little bit bogged down in year two. It's not so much that coordinators catch up to you because the way the NFL season works, after four games of tape, like you've got a book on a guy, right? You see what he does. You see what he does well. And every week or every time you play, you're really breaking down as a coaching staff the last four games, and then the next four. So I don't really think it's all of a sudden at the end of the season they do a, you know, they create this dossier on you and say, hey, man, this is what this kid is. This is what he can't do. I think they already have most of that. So I really think it's that your own coaches start piling more stuff on you and you get a little bit slower in your processing ability because you've got so much more stuff on your plate. And so I think that's the key. The cool thing about Jaden Daniels is there's a lot of that offense in under Cliff Kingsbury that you can run the RPO game. You can run, you know, you can run some of that zone read game. He becomes part of your run game. So in a lot of that stuff, there is a a natural keep it simple, stupid process that's built into it, right? Hey, listen, if the D end pinches, pull the ball and throw the slant, right? If the D end feathers out, hand the ball off. You're reading one guy. Hey, man, in this RPO game, we're reading the second level defender. If he sucks down on the run fake, we're throwing the slant or the glance right behind him, right? So wherever that guy is, if that linebacker drops back, then give the hand, then hand the ball off. If he sucks up in, then throw that little hole back there, right? Yep. And so there's a lot of one read progression stuff that you can get into in that offense. Now, he's got the entirety of the offense, and it's kind of this combination, like a lot of football is nowadays, of that kind of collegiate RPO aspect of the run game slash pass game to the natural NFL progressions. He does it all exceptionally well, but I think there is enough of that that you can get into if things bog down a little bit, that you can get back into a rhythm based on his athleticism, ability to run the ball, and the RPO type game.
All right, so we'll see what happens. What's in store for Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix, Michael Penix? Who am I leaving out? Well, J.J. McCarthy's got his first go around,
right? J.J. McCarthy, you got Cam Ward this season, right? This season as a rookie. So you know, whether any of the guys in Cleveland, whether it's Gabriel, whether it's Shedeur Sanders takes off. Who was the other quarterback drafted? Wasn't there one more quarterback drafted in the first round?
Jackson Dart.
I think Jackson Dart's going to start week one.
Yeah, you said that. You said that on a different that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know what I saw? You know what I saw? This is just going to go on, and all the you rusties can get on me. But here's a guy in year 14. And so on my TV show today, we've got file video of Giants practice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
7-on-7.
Yep.
What did I see? 7-on-7.
Was he scrambling?
He pulled the ball, took off, and scrambled.
Mm. I remember Tim Tebow would do that here. Tim Tebow would do that here, and the fans would go crazy. You know,
blood boiled on television today. Dude, you're year 14.
Yeah, exactly. Tebow was a rookie or something. Yeah, we'll.
Like, let me just say this. Shove one out there that only your receiver has a chance. It may be an incompletion, but who gives a crap? Like, are you really so insecure that you're counting your completions versus your incompletions in practice? Shove one into a team meeting and see if you can make a big play. Are you really that concerned about my completion percentage in 7-on-7? This is why you're not a starting quarterback.
I have to explain something, okay? I have to explain something to all of you out there watching who are just like, where does this Russell Wilson vitriol come from? Folks, you have to understand, here in Denver, Russ did us dirty, man. I mean, the two-year Russell Wilson experience was bad,
dude. This bad. And then to have to listen to people go, look at his statistics are just as good as Patrick Mahomes. and you know what? I'm taking it out on Russ, but I'm really more mad at me, because let me show you. This is me, right? Yeah. And this is Russell Wilson, and this is what happened.
Yeah, we did. That's the thing.
Hook, line, and sinker, man. I was like, yeah, we got Russ. We're going to be great. It's going to be awesome. Oh, my gosh. And then it was just a absolute shit show.
I mean, I've got to let people know, you have to know, if you weren't here in Denver, this is so laughable. This is God's honest truth. We literally, in the aftermath of the Russell Wilson trade, we were so giddy. This was a serious conversation, totally serious conversation. We were asking, how many Super Bowls do they have to win to justify what they gave up to get him? No joke.
No.
How many, plural, how many Super Bowls do they have to win with Russ to justify the trade? Is it one?
Yeah.
Is it two?
I think if we get two world championships, that pretty much oh my God. I can't. Seriously. Like, I'm really mad. Listen.
Yeah, no, it's our fault.
Truth be told, I'm mad at myself.
Yeah.
I'm mad at myself. But, and I should be more mature. I shouldn't take it out on Russ. That's on me. It's 100% on me. I'm putting my hand
up. Pull the thumb. Don't point the finger. Pull the thumb.
Guilty. Right? Guilty as charged.
But you got to understand, folks, there was a lot. I mean, we.
Oh, all my Seattle buddies and like all the guys I went to college with are from Seattle. They're just laughing at me. Oh, my God. You guys got. Now you have to deal with it. You have to. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? All you guys did
sour grapes. Sour grapes. You guys get sour grapes. He's ours now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a little bit quirky. I get it. But who isn't a little bit quirky? Like,
right.
Like all the justifications I made. I'm mad at. Hey, you're not mad at me. You're mad at your father. I'm mad at me. I'm mad at me. So every time
where it comes from, folks. That's where it comes from.
Yeah. So so I'm actively rooting against him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.